Here in the studio, we have Sandra McSweeney, Sandra Lyle, and Sophie Ford, who are all members of the Quirky Quilters. And good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
So first, tell us a bit about the name of your group and what exactly it is that the Quirky Quilters do.
Well, the name of the group, Quirky Quilters, came actually from Pat Ford. She was the one that did up the name because she was doing a PowerPoint presentation or learning how to do PowerPoint, and she referred to us as the Quirky Quilters and did her learning exercise on it and told basically everybody at Voisey's Bay about what she was learning in the quilting group. And ever since then, we've been known as Quirky Quilters, thanks to Pat.
Okay.
And so we started out just teaching the girls how to use the sewing machines, how to quilt. We started out with making blue jean quilts and just progressed from there. And
how long has the group been active then?
We've been around now for, I'd say, 4 years. At least, yeah, it's been over 4 years since we started, and had likely in the ballpark of, I'm saying, about likely, I think it's 20 people, off and on, depending on their rotations, have participated.
Okay, so you're here in Nain today, where you met with Nain Care earlier, a group that you made a generous donation to last month. So how did you raise the funds, and why did you choose to donate it to Nain Care?
Well, we raised the funds by creating or making a quilt and then selling raffle tickets on it, what we did the past year as well. And we chose Nain Care this year because, A, they are the only charity in the North, and we just felt that it was a very worthwhile cause and wanted to donate to that particular cause. We were late in the year getting started this year, so we knew we wouldn't do as well as we did the previous year, so we wanted to make sure that we gave them a decent donation, so we opted to give it all to Nain Care this year.
Oh, perfect. And so I know the two groups, Nain Care and the Quirky Quilters, you met for lunch earlier, and how did that go?
Oh, very well. Sophie was very generous and brought us all in pizza and pop, and it was great. It was nice to meet the ladies and Simon.
Oh, okay. And Sophie, there's something interesting that I heard recently and I wanted to ask you about. So is it true that you actually created Nain Care?
Well, there was a group of four of us that started Nain Care, Sarah Webb, Pauline Dicker, and Joan Dicker, back in 1990.
Oh, okay. And so tell us how it came to be and what the intentions for the group were.
Well, back then, there was a lot of people going on for medical reasons, and there was a particular lady who had cancer and couldn't, her family members couldn't afford to travel. So we decided to start raising money to help family members go out for medical reasons. And when the group was formed, we also decided that we were going to donate money to people who lost homes to fires, because a lot of people didn't have fire insurance, so we'd make a donation to a family if they lost a home to a fire.
Okay, and so I guess this recent donation from the Quirky Quilters, that goes a long way for Dane.
Yes, I'm not involved in the group anymore, but they told us that it really helped them because they were having trouble raising funds. And there's just a certain number of them, and it's the same group, same people are involved that were involved over 20 years ago.
Okay. And so back to the Quirky Quilters, you're a member of the group, right? How long have you been with them?
Yes, I started when Sandra and her group were making stockings for the Nain elders. They made 75 stockings out of denim stockings. I joined in just to help with the decorating because I wasn't an experienced on a sewing machine, so I didn't help with the stockings other than the decorating. And after that, I got piqued my interest and I started a quilt. Haven't finished it yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, perfect. And so you made this donation recently to Nain Care, the Quirky Quilters. And so have you donated funds to any other community groups?
The year before last, we did a Christmas quilt and raised funds, which the company, again, Valet, are very generous and matched, which they did again this year. So we divided that between three charities, Nain Care for the North, the central part of Labrador to Libra House, as well as the south coast of Labrador to the Southern Labrador Family Centers.
Okay, and so what's the next big project planned for the Quirky Quilters?
Oh, we've got lots of plans for the Quirky Quilters. We're in the midst of setting up another raffle. This will have multiple items on it. It'll have anything from sealskin boots to mittens to placemats, a quilt, a dickie, and Simon has generously donated a drum. So you'll be hearing from us again.
Oh, yeah, sounds great. And thank you guys so much for dropping by here today.
Thank you for having us.
And you have a great day.
Thanks, Mitchell.